sunny, the high in the mid-60s at 65. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 25 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And good morning and welcome into the Tuesday, the cold Tuesday edition of Inside the Locker Room. 205-342-9904 is the phone number if you'd like to jump in on the show with us this morning. Our X counts at Locker Room 109 at Barry Sanderson at Wimp Sanderson 1. Email for the show, wimpandbarry@yahoo.com. That comes directly to us. Also, download the app. You can send us an app message throughout the show at Tide 100.9. Think Yellowwood pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, then you certainly don't want it. Go to yellowwood.com to find the dealer that is closest to you. All right, I think we lost Dad there. A lot to talk about this morning to this evening. The new poll will come out. There'll be some movement in that poll, a lot of upsets in the ACC. Memphis will not be the representative of the non-power four, however you say that. So it'll be interesting to see where these guys rank everybody today. I don't think it'll be any different, the top four, for sure, because all of those guys won, took care of business, unless, you know, some Texas A&M maybe could jump Indiana to the two spot. All right, we got Dad in now. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, terrible, because I missed your game. How'd you play?
It was crazy. We were down two with 3 point something seconds to go. We fouled their guy. He made one, and he missed the second one, and we hit a running three at the top of the key to put it in the first overtime. Then in the first overtime, we had, with 3 seconds to go, two free throws to win it. We missed them both, but ended up coming back and winning it in the second overtime, 74-71. So it was one of the wild.
Well, I'll tell you what, Barry. I had talked about that game all week, and I forgot it. I forgot the game. I mean, that's the truth. I'm sitting there thinking, what did I need to do? And I forgot the game.
Yeah. So anyway, we ended up winning. We hit a three at the buzzer, went the length of the court in 3 seconds, hit a three at the buzzer to put it in the first overtime, ended up winning double overtime. So
how'd your team play?
We played good in spurts and got down, fought back. We were up 4, 5, or 6 at the half. We fouled them too much. They shot 26 of 30 from the foul line, so give them some credit. Yeah. So home was good, well coached, and they're actually missing a guy or two as well. But I got a lot of guys that hadn't played a ton, so it was good for those guys to. I think I had 4 guys foul out. I tried to put a guy back in and fouled out. He said, "Coach, I fouled out." I said, "When did you foul out?" So that shows how good I was last night. But anyway, I was proud of those guys. Place was going crazy. It was a good crowd in there, and that place was going crazy in there last night. So.
Me sitting here at the house. Eagle. I don't watch pro football much anymore. Eagles in a close game beat the Packers 10-7. LSU is trying to get out, trying to reduce the price that they want to pay Kelly. He's got a lawyer that's trying to get the $54 million. I don't blame him. They're trying to find some cause to cut this way down, and so we'll see what happens there. But it's a really big stink, and I don't blame Kelly at all for wanting to get his Monday fired. He went and paid him, so he got to do it. Lagway is going to start again, even though they had a bad game against Kentucky. And the coaches, I think the two of the big games today, of course, will be Texas. Saturday will be Texas at Georgia. I think the loser of that might be out. We'll see what happens there. In the first 11 teams in the coaches poll, most of the time the coaches don't always vote. You've got six SEC teams, not counting Vanderbilt. So it looks like the Alabama might play the winner of Memphis and Georgia. The one thing you have to understand is Brent Venables, the coach at Oklahoma, he calls his own defense. He doesn't have a defense coordinator. He has one. He knows every little detail about Alabama. It'll be a tough game, and it'll be very interesting to see. Coach K has come out and said to to leave the NCAA tournament alone. Quit trying to take teams all, put teams, but just leave it alone. It's absolutely very, very good. So I'm glad he said that. And firing Brian Daboll, pro coach, I have to be around him a lot at one of the outbound functions down at the beach. He couldn't work magic with his team. He lost a lot of games, but he was a magic guy. And those coaches would gather around him, and he would work magic, and you couldn't cotton pick and tell what in the world he had done. He was slick as he could be. He was a terrific guy. So I hate to see him lose his job, but that's the way coaching is. Outside of that, we welcome your calls and talk about what you wish to talk about. I wrote Barry a note of apology last night. Not that he cares whether I come or not, but dads need to go to games without – the dad that goes to games, I just forgot. Okay, that's it.
All right, yeah, Brian Kelly, I think they originally offered him $25 million. They'd pay him immediately $25 million and then not make, if he got another job, it wouldn't deduct from what they owed him. He declined that. That's what Woodward offered him. He declined that. The new AD offered him $30 and no money taken out if he takes another job, and they declined that. And that's when his lawyer said, hey, we need to know by 5 o'clock Monday what y'all's plans are. And that's why when they said he's not terminated right now, we're maybe looking into getting him with calls. Well, that, I think that will hurt him hiring a coach, won't it? If you treat people like that.
Well, I think athletic director's going to get hurt calling him hiring one to start with. Yeah, I think anytime that you're very well set, and you go in with a new athletic director, it is a scary, scary deal, because they're trying to show exactly, even though they hire you, in a situation like this where they hire you, you better be careful, because they won't unless you do good, they won't take credit for hiring you. They'll say the committee hired you.
I don't even know what you could do illegal anymore. You can pay them players. So I guess sure they'll go through all his phone records, expense reports, find anything they can, and then they'll try to blackmail him. But they'll drag it out in the courts forever. He'll have to pay this lawyer, Lord knows what, to represent him. So LSU, shame on you. If he wants to agree to a contract a little less than the $54 million, if he wants to continue to coach, and that's not that bad of a deal. You take, $35-40 million, and then if I take another job, I don't have to pay you anything. Then that might be the route to go, if that's what he wants to do. And I'm sure there'll be something in there that says he has to actively seek another job. I don't know. Is Brian Kelly hireable? To where he's going to want to go.
Well, I think the one thing about actively seeking with another job really doesn't count for him. He's got this money, and they're going to have to. They're not going to affect him. It's not going to affect them, because they're going. They're okay with him to look for another job, so that will be a factor there. So I think it hurts him. I think it hurts. I think it makes the LSU look stupid. They fired a pretty good athletic director, I think. Made a mistake, sure he did. Everybody that's got a losing record right now in the SEC, I think they made a mistake with their coach. So that's the way it goes.
Yeah. All right. We'll go ahead and take the first break. We'll get to Philip when we get back for break. Two-minute truck there at 1330 Martin Road East. That's where you go pick up your boxes, your packing supplies, whatever you need to make this a smooth move. It's local, out of town, out of state, no problem. Let the professionals handle it. Give them a call today. It's 205-247-5050. Two men in a truck, movers who care.
Here's what's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Happy Veterans Day. The Tuscaloosa Violent Crimes Unit continues to investigate an overnight triple shooting at the Woodlawn Manor Apartments. That's located just off James I. Harrison Parkway. The incident left two people dead, one wounded, but in stable condition just before midnight. Investigators say they have a large crime scene, but no further information has been released at this time. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather coverage throughout the day. It's free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
All right, good morning. This is Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We're going to start off in Cottondale with long-term road construction going on. Just an update, 2059 eastbound at Tuscaloosa Coaling. That's University Boulevard at exit 79. Should be wrapping up by the end of the month. Also in Summerfield, we got more construction. Should be wrapping.
With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assist
you with all of your CPAP needs, including the new Luna Travel CPAP. Call 339-8013 or stop by MedSouth in the Northbrook Plaza on McFarland Boulevard.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A sunny sky today with a nice warm-up after a very cold morning, the high 51. Clear tonight, not as cold as last night, the low 33. And a beautiful day tomorrow, the sky sunny, the high in the mid-60s at 65. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 25 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Never miss a moment of the action. Download the free Tide 100.9 app today.
Yellowwood pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you certainly don't want it. Phone lines are open 205-342-9904 to the Yellowwood hotline. Good morning, Philip.
Morning. Good morning, my first. Good morning, Coach Samson and Barry. Hope y'all doing good.
Yeah, we're good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Hey, man, I'm just really pleased to see the Alabama basketball goodwill on social media right now. I get home and I'll cut on YouTube and the videos that people put up, and there's just tons of reactions from that game this past Saturday. I watched one last night. That was a sort of a St. John's centric YouTube presentation, and they couldn't have been more complimentary to Alabama after that win the other day. So that was good to see. And I did a little homework for you for Purdue, and I've got some information for you if you'd like to hear it.
Sure.
All right. Their starting guards are Braden Smith. He's a senior, 6 foot, and he can get hot on you. Their fans are giving him a hard time because they think he's not a real clutch player in big games, but he's hit 30 points the other night. So he's.
Well, I think he was preseason player of the year.
He's tough, and he can light it up when he gets hot. And then they've got another guard, 6'5 senior named Fletcher Lawyer. They've got a forward, 6'9 forward named Kaufman Renn, R-E-N-N. He's 6'9". I've got a transfer center from South Dakota State named Oscar Clough, C-L-U-F-F. He's about 6'11", 255. And there's another utility-type guy, sort of a wing guard-type guy, C.J. Cox. He's 6'3", 195. They've got a center that subs for Clough, His last name is Jacobson. He's 7'4". Mm. 7'4". So he's 5 inches shorter than the kid that plays for Florida. It's just, that's a pretty big lineup. And then they go with another guy named Harris, who's a 6'3 player. He's subbed for the guard. So they're pretty much a 7-player lineup. Occasionally put in 8 guys in a game, but they that's what you got with them. It's a big, strong team, and going to be a really good night at Coleman. Sold out. I was glad to see that. I'm glad there's not tickets available.
Yeah, I don't like the time. That 6 o'clock time, boy, it's difficult for people to get, from out of town. They pretty much have to leave work pretty early. So, but I think it'll be a good crowd in there for sure.
Okay, I think they are. It'll be a double digit win for Alabama.
I'll tell you what, Wimp, you said that last week, and I raised my eyebrows. But you got an uncanny Barry. I'm gonna brag on you, Daddy, again. Wimp's got an uncanny ability to nail this Alabama stuff. So I'm all ears.
It'll be a double digit win. Well,
I'll take it.
Well, last year Purdue beat Alabama pretty good over there. So Nate Oates is, it's giving him something to challenge his team about. Of course, the guards were there, all the big guys, I guess. I guess Cheryl maybe was there. Last year, but
Tom Hart's gonna be doing the game. The know it all will be helping him. I was want to go by and see Tom, but I ain't gonna see him. I don't want to see the guy working with him. So,
the know it all
tonight. If you want to watch some good SEC basketball, it's 7 o'clock. You guys can watch Kentucky at Louisville. So that should be a good one tonight.
Mississippi State got beat pretty bad by Iowa State. I think,
Barry. Last night.
Yeah. The Kentucky coach has jury duty.
Well, they were afraid he might, but I don't think they're going to have jury on I don't think they're going to have court on Veterans Day.
That's right. That's a good point. Maybe he won't have to get messed up on that. But I'll tell you, I almost forgot what I was going to say. But, yeah, I'm caught up in that YouTube busy thing, so I've been out of action now going on 2 weeks. It's really aggravating. I wish YouTube and Disney would have just sent out a letter, hey, we're negotiating. Your rates are going to go up, but enjoy the games and the movies, and we'll let you know when your rates go up.
Yeah. Do you have YouTube TV?
Yeah, I'm out of action. I've missed 2 straight weeks of college football.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I hate it, Barry.
Nah, you got DirecTV. You're good.
Mm-hmm.
You're good. Iowa State beat Mississippi State 96-80 last night.
Teams out of bounds plays twice. They
play
State twice.
That game wasn't at Iowa State either. It was, I don't know where it was, but it was. I don't know. They got so many different sites now where they play all these games. It's hard to keep up. Auburn takes on Wofford tonight. So catch a little hoops
today.
That's
who they need to play.
9 o'clock tonight, you can watch a good one. Creighton and Gonzaga play, and Alabama will play Gonzaga later on in the year. So,
on that new TV you put in for me, I got it's what I want. It's YouTube.
YouTube TV is not something you want. No, you got the ESPN app on that up there. So, what do you think about LSU trying to do that to Brian Kelly, Phillip?
What, Renee going to pay him some of his funds?
Yeah. Trying to fire him for calls now.
Yeah, I think that's bad pool right there, man. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the problem is that they have, but I don't know that information. I don't know if we will know it, but why didn't they do it a long time ago?
He will show you how smart he is.
Florida plays Florida State tonight. You know what the line is? Tonight in that game, it's in Gainesville.
probably
30
points.
Oh, 18 and a half. That's a lot of points. Florida State.
That Florida State coach, though, he's sort of like a.
But Florida State, you know, played Alabama. Yeah, they played them well. Yeah,
they do it. They played real well. They shot the ball well. There's a period of time there in that game they weren't missing. They were not missing. So that might be you're real right. That's a little 18 points. That's a little high.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Well, it doesn't get bigger than what's coming up Saturday at Bryant-Denny. I mean, this is huge, man. This is huge.
Yeah, it should be a good one. Alabama's gonna have to figure out a way to move the football on a good defense there at Oklahoma, and I don't know about the running game. I guess it just ain't gonna happen. So
I tell you, I'm aggravated about that. But I looked at the weather forecast just to make sure there weren't any strong winds.
It's supposed to be 70 something. It's 30 here right now, but it's supposed to be in the 70s.
I just don't want to be a strong winds blowing in where we can't pass ball. We got to run.
If that happens, you're in trouble. Thank you, Phil. All right, go to Thomas Rib Shack for lunch today. Go to thomasribshack.com. You can look at all the menu items they got there. You want to do a catered meal, you can do that as well. They'll take absolutely great care of you. 2931 15th Street. You're looking for barbecue, fish, ribs, all the sides right there, the piping sides, the cobblers. Swing by and get you a great lunch or order for the game this weekend. And you can do that at 205-759-5010. When you talk to them, tell them that Wimp and Barry sent you. We'll get to Kevin Skarbinski next. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
All right, good morning. This is Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We're going to start off in Cottondale with long-term road construction going on. Just an update, 2059 eastbound at Tuscaloosa Coaling. That's University Boulevard at exit 79. Should be wrapping up by the end of the month. Also in Summerfield, we've got more construction.
Oh my God. With 95.3 The Fair and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC. Two-time state champion and two-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together right now. Over me.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker, Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. To the Yellowwood Hotline, he's with the Birmingham News, has the podcast. He'll talk about that at the end of the segment. Joins us every Tuesday, Kevin Skarbinski. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. Hope you are as well.
We're good. Go ahead, Ed.
With the loser of Texas, Georgia and Alabama, Oklahoma being very, very dangerous territory. One of them may play A&M for the championship. I don't know how that works exactly, but will those two losers be across the line and not get in?
Well, if Alabama loses, I think all they would have to do then is beat Eastern Illinois and beat Auburn, and they're in the playoff. And you don't have to be in the SEC championship game to be in the playoff. A 10-2 Alabama is going to be in the playoff. I don't think there's any question. I think pretty much any SEC team that's 10-2 is going to be in the playoff. There's a better chance than not, because I mean, look at the mess in the ACC. They're staring at one at best. From that conference, I don't know that the Big 12 gets more than two, and the Big 10, there's a definite drop off after the top three. So, I think this is a great opportunity for the SEC to get four, five, maybe even I don't know six, maybe too much, but to hope for, but this is a year where it's breaking right for the SEC. But you want to be 10-2 to remove all doubt. 9-3 is where we get into some serious discussions and where some teams could get left out, as happened last year.
I mean, I don't think, let's say Alabama split the Auburn, Oklahoma, but they made it to Atlanta. I don't think that third loss would help. I think if you get to Atlanta, you're in the playoff, right? Regardless of what happens in that game in the SEC.
Yes, I would agree with that. Yeah, then, you know, 10-3 as opposed to 9-3 with, you know, with a trip to Atlanta and the third loss in the SEC championship game, I would be shocked if that team got left out. If you got penalized for going to your conference championship game and coming up short, I mean, look at SMU last year. You know, they lose to Clemson on a last-second field goal in their conference championship game, and obviously Clemson got the automatic bid, but SMU got in as well.
Yeah.
So, they didn't have three losses, I believe, but three losses, again, in the SEC this year with as deep as the conference has been with that final loss in the conference championship game, I think there's no doubt you're in.
LSU is now saying they have not terminated Brian Kelly. They first had offered him $25 million, just pay immediately, and then no money he makes at the new job would count off of what he got in the buyout. He declined that. The new AD offered $30 million, supposedly. They declined that. Then they came back yesterday and said they're looking at reasons to fire him for cause. This will drag out in the courts. I don't know if he'll end up settling that. But that's got to hurt them hiring a coach, doesn't it, Kevin, if they treat this guy like this?
Well, that's my first thought.
Yeah.
Is what does it say to potential candidates for your job or actual candidates for your job that you are trying to squeeze Brian Kelly out of his buyout? Unless you had reasons as stated in the contract, and there are reasons under which you can fire a coach for cause, you know, such as getting arrested on certain charges or a felony, things like that, moral turpitude. Unless you have evidence of something along those lines, and that's never certainly been stated publicly, and according to Kelly's counsel, or according to that lawsuit, that's never been, he's never been accused of that in writing. They never followed the for cause firing procedure. So to say they never fired him, it's almost laughable. I don't know. I thought I saw Frank Wilson on the sideline as the interim head coach Saturday night in Tuscaloosa. Yeah. I didn't see Brian Kelly there. And I don't think it's because Brian Kelly just walked off the job. So it just makes LSU, just another reason LSU makes itself look bad. And it has to give coaches pause about taking that job.
Yeah.
This Alabama team is struggling with the run, although they're playing the way the coach wants, the way the head coach likes to play. He likes to throw as much as he can. You know, you think they can't go a long way if they have to play Georgia the second time. Is this as bad as everybody cares on about, or can they avoid the pass rush and win by the pass?
Well, it's almost as if, and Ryan Grubb said this going into the LSU game, that they were too stubborn about trying to run the ball in that game, especially on 1st and 10. And they were just not getting much done, and so now you're in 2nd and long more often than not. And so it makes it a little more challenging in the passing game. But they are so good in the passing game, if Ty Simpson has time to throw. And there were times on Saturday, and great contrast, by the way, there were a couple of highlights. One, where you see Ty Simpson, the rush is coming from the outside, and his instinct, which is the right one, is to step up into the pocket. And then there was one play, remember when LSU was driving, and Garrett Nussmeier drops back to pass. The pressure comes from the edge, and what does he do? Instead of stepping up where there's room and he might be able to get the throw off, he turns backwards right into the rush end and takes a long sack that takes them out of keeps them from scoring a touchdown or eliminates any chance of them scoring a touchdown. So look, Alabama has an elite passing game with an elite quarterback and elite receivers. So if you have to throw 50 passes a game to win, then that's what you do. And at some point, not to say you abandon the running game totally, but at some point you can't be stubborn and try to put a square peg in a round hole and do something that, for whatever reason, whether it's you don't have elite backs, which I think is the case, I think they have good, not great backs, and your offensive line has not done a great job opening holes for them, and they need bigger holes because, you know, you don't have Derrick Henry back there. You don't have Jahmyr Gibbs back there. So, point, you just have to say, well, you know what? This is who we are. This is how we have to win. And so let's emphasize that. Not to, again, you have to continue at times to try to run the ball, but you got to be who you are. And Alabama's elite at one side of the ball on offense, and it's not, or one aspect of the offense, and it's certainly not running the ball.
Turning to the Auburn situation, you know, they weren't very good defensively. They did score a lot of points. DJ Durkin was very emotional in the press conference about how much he appreciated those guys in that locker room. I don't know if that helps or hurts. I guess it depends on who really wants the job as to whether DJ Durkin is going to get it. Did he help himself a little bit on Saturday, Kevin, if they can't land on who they want to get, if he could play well in these last two games and maybe end up getting this job?
Well, if he's anything but a fallback position, Auburn's headed towards another mistake and another coaching change in a few years. Look, isn't it amazing that they have been so bad on offense that one really, really good offensive performance, and this is a fun fact, they had not had a 300-yard passer, 100-yard receiver, and 100-yard rusher in the same game since the 2004 SEC championship game. So that was extraordinary what they did. And they had two 100-yard receivers. So it's extraordinary what they did on offense, but their defense fell apart and let Diego Pavia go nuts and gave up almost twice as many points as they'd given up in any single game all year. So, look, DJ Durkin, I think he's a good defensive coordinator. Not elite, if you really look at the numbers. They're eighth in scoring defense in the SEC and ninth in total defense, which is exactly where they were last year in his first year there. So, and they have kept them in games, but they've also let some fourth quarter leads get away this year three times, including Saturday. So if he's anything but a fallback, then they're not doing it right. And of course he's going to be emotional. This is his look. DJ Durkin, in the back of his mind, probably never thought he'd be a head coach again, whether it's fair or not, because of what happened at Maryland, because that young man passed away during an offseason conditioning drill or after. Because 2 weeks after collapsing during an off-season conditioning drill, that's attached to him. And he probably never thought he'd have a chance to be a head coach again. Well, guess what? At least now he's within sight of it, the possibility at least. But the man was not successful as a head coach in his 2 years at Maryland. And it was pretty embarrassing when they were 1-8 against ranked opponents. And they gave up this is, again, a fun fact and a weird coincidence. They gave up 45 points. An average of 45 points a game in the 9 games they played against ranked opponents. How many points did they give up Saturday to a ranked opponent? 45 points. It's not a coincidence. So he's not the right guy for the job. He's not going to take Auburn up the ladder in the SEC because Auburn's really close to the bottom of the ladder. Whatever you want to use, the last 2 years, the last 3 years, the last 5 years, they're really close to the bottom of the SEC. They got a long way to go to get back up towards the top.
Yeah.
And if anyone thinks DJ Durkin is the guy to take them there, I don't think they're studying the question closely enough.
Go ahead, Dad.
In my opinion, they're not going to go to Tulane hiring coach. I don't think they will. I think they'll go for a big name if they can get one, but I don't think they're going to go.
Who is a big name that they
would
can get?
Well, they get. Who?
Not Penn State.
That's the question.
Yeah,
who?
Big Penn State. I got Penn State's big.
James Franklin?
Darn right. Yeah. He recruited up Vanderbilt. They never give James Franklin any credit at all at Vanderbilt. He's the one. He's the one that really got him started recruiting.
Well, go back and study his record at Vanderbilt, though. See who he beat, who he didn't beat. See how he padded that record against a bunch of non-conference dogs.
Well, then,
and against the better teams in the SEC, go look and see how they fared. I'm not saying he didn't do a good job there, and he certainly did better than the norm at Vanderbilt. But his record's a little inflated. And Wimp, so you're going to hire a guy who had an absolutely putrid record against ranked opponents, especially top 10 teams. Who are you playing a whole bunch of in the SEC? Ranked opponents and top 10 teams. Look at Hugh Freeze's record against those teams. It was horrible. They're not beating the best teams on the schedule. And by the way, you have to play two programs in the country every single in Alabama and Georgia as your biggest rival.
One of the big things that you forget, Kevin, is that the reason Nick Saban won, but yes, all of it's his brain, but is the hiring of assistant coaches. And I think that's a big, huge key in getting your team ready to play. The head coach is no more going to win or lose the game than I am. It's the guys that he hires on both sides of the football to win the game. I think that's the key. It's like recruiting is the key to winning games. But then once you get those kids, then I think your assistant coaches are huge. And we'll see I don't even know him. We'll see if the offensive line coach can do what he needs to do against. Just Oklahoma.
Yeah, I won't argue. I haven't done a deep dive like you have on Vanderbilt. But when a guy wins at the worst job in the SEC, like I don't hold him to the same as what the Alabama coach has got to do. I mean, if you're at Duke and you're winning football, then you're doing something. I mean, if you're going 500, you're doing something pretty good. Penn State. Yeah, his record, but he did get him in the playoff last year. You can't win the national championship if you don't get in the playoff. And I think this guy's confident in his own. Who can you get then, Kevin?
I don't know they're going to hire this guy.
Well, I don't know they are either. But I'm saying who would the Auburn people be happy with?
Lane Kiffin, but he's not coming. Yeah. So if he goes anywhere, he's not going to Auburn. Well, that door closed 3 years ago. So I don't know, but all I do know is James Franklin, first of all, let's also factor this in. James Franklin is a very, I don't want to call him egotistical, but he's a guy that wants to run his program, and he doesn't want people meddling in his program.
That's what Auburn needs. And that's what they need.
That's right, Barry. Yes, of course, that's what they need. But are they going to hire a guy and let him run the place? Yeah. That's what they have not done.
But are they at the point where Alabama was before Nick Saban got? I'm not saying James Franklin is Nick Saban. But they had finally tried it their way. It didn't work. And they just said, here's a check. Tell us what you need. We're out of the way. That's what they got to have, a guy that's comfortable. If you get some guy down there and they can whip around, then you're going to be in the same situation you are now, I think. So you got to get a guy comfortable in his own skin.
I can tell you what it
is. Oh, I agree.
An athletic director that's going – here's what it is, y'all. It's an athletic director interviewing two or three people that he likes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he decides on who he likes, then he calls both the money men on the money men and tells them who he likes,
uh-huh.
And they go from there. So
that's pretty much how it works.
But he's gonna get the authority. He's gonna get the okay from the guys who go put out the money.
Yeah, and the president is not Chris Roberts. No. Is not an activist president. He's not as laissez-faire about athletics as Jay Gouge was.
Yeah,
he's not as meddlesome and wrongheaded about almost everything as Stephen Leith was. He's somewhere in between, but he's an engineer by trade, by career, and he's not a natural born leader. So he's going to lean on other people to let him know whether this is the right choice, whoever John Cohen presents as his choice, to those decision, the real decision makers. Let me say the final authorities, shall we say. So, yeah, that's why. Look, I'm not saying James Franklin would be a disaster or a bad hire.
I don't have the idea with James Franklin. I do know Arkansas is
working really, really hard to try to get James Franklin to Fayetteville. Okay. And he has choices. James Franklin has choices on where he coaches next year. So it's going to be interesting to see. And he would be probably the most, without a doubt, I think he would be the most accomplished coach that Auburn could hire. But there are some things that give me pause. I think he would improve the program. If they would let him run the program, that's what they've got to do with whoever they hire, as you pointed out. That's exactly right.
Why does Brent Key's name not come up right now? Or is he a candidate? I don't understand why his name's not coming up, Kevin.
I don't either.
Well, I've mentioned him prominently. I think he's, to me, the two guys that most resemble Pat Dye, and I'm not saying you got to get a Pat Dye clone, but Pat Dye is the most successful coach they've had in the modern era, and it's not even close. So you need somebody that has some Pat Dye in them, is the way I phrase it. And the two guys that have that are Brent Key and John Summerall. And Brent Key's done it in a power conference. And he's done it at a place that doesn't have the greatest resources at Georgia Tech. I think he's got a toughness about him. He knows the state. He's from the state. And that applies to Summerall as well. He's recruited the state. And you still have to recruit high schools. You cannot live exclusively through the transfer portal. You still have to, your program has to be built. If you want to build a program and not just a team year after year, which is more and more the case with free agency, AKA the transfer portal, you got to recruit high schools. I think he could do that. And I think he's got that edge to him. Interesting. Remember what John Cohen said? He emphasized this at his press conference the day after they fired Hugh Freeze. He wants somebody with an edge. Brent Key certainly fits that description.
I agree.
What We've about
got Tommy on the next hour? He'll tell us.
Will Eli Drinkwitz be at? Will he be at Missouri next year?
Doubtful, because if he has an opportunity to get out, and I believe he will, I wouldn't totally discount him for the Auburn job. He's got to realize he's banging his head against the ceiling at Missouri.
Yeah,
I think he's done about as much, and he's, let's be honest, he's padded his record with non-conference wins against manageable opponents, to be polite. And yet when they get up against the better teams in the SEC, they just don't get it done. And I don't think you can recruit at Missouri like you can at other places, and Auburn would be one of those places. So I think if he has the opportunity to get out, this is a great chance, a great time for him to get out, because I think he's done about as much as you can do at Missouri.
I mean, is he a candidate at Auburn?
I believe that's a possibility, yes.
Yeah.
James Franklin can, man, I don't have any idea about James Franklin.
Well, I'm talking about Eli. Is Eli, would Eli be a candidate at Auburn?
I mean, he has some, and again, he has ties at Auburn aren't as strong as, say, Rhett Lashley's, but he was there. Eli was on the staff. He was, I believe he was analyst, graduate assistant, something to that effect, when Cam was there. Chizik brought him in. Actually, Gus brought him in. Gus knew Eli, but he was there when they won the national championship with Cam at quarterback, and he was part of the offensive staff. He wasn't calling plays, but he was assisting Gus, so he's got some ties there.
Yeah.
Rehire Gus.
Gus will be lucky if he still has the job as the offensive coordinator at Florida State next year, or if Mike Norvell still has a job at Florida State next year.
No doubt. Kevin, tell everybody they can find you.
Yeah, best thing to do, follow me on Twitter/X at Kevin Skarbinski. Keep up with my columns every week in the Birmingham News, which is now an online subscription publication. You can find those at AL.com. And check out my podcast twice a week at YouTube, Kevin Skarbinski-Scarbo Knows. The latest episode yesterday is all about DJ Durkin and what kind of a choice he would be. Should he be a choice? Is he going to be a choice? Where does he fit in this whole Auburn coaching search mix?
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, guys. Kevin. Have a great week.
All right. We'll go ahead and take the break here. Phone lines will be up at 205-342-9904. We'll take Yellowwood pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
All right, your Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We're going to start off in Cottondale with some construction work. Estimated time of completion is the end of November. It's 2059 eastbound at Tuscaloosa Coaling. That'll be University Boulevard at
Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. And right now, get up to $7,000 off new Nissans. Family owned, serving Tuscaloosa for over 50 years. Townsend Nissan, where peace of mind comes standard.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine, ask your doctor about Tremfya. Call 1-800-526-7736 or visit Tremfya.com.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Philadelphia Eagles are now 7-2 after winning by a 10-7 final score at Green Bay Monday night. The Packers punted on their first four drives, then fumbled late first half. That from the quarterback Jordan Love. Packers were only down 3-0 early in the fourth quarter. The New York Giants fired coach Brian Daboll. The Giants' record over the past 2.5 years is 11-33. Washington head coach Dan Quinn is taking over defensive coordinator duties also. Commanders defensive lineman Deron Payne was suspended one game for throwing a punch at an opponent. The American League Rookie of the Year is Nick Kurtz of the A's. He got all 30 first-place votes. A's shortstop Jacob Wilson finished second. The National League Rookie of the Year is Braves catcher Drake Baldwin. In the NBA, Miami won in overtime on an alley-oop dunk at the buzzer, 140-138 over Cleveland. Orlando won on a three-pointer at the buzzer against Portland.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A sunny sky today with a nice warm-up after a very cold morning, the high 51. Clear tonight, not as cold as last night, the low 33. And a beautiful day tomorrow. The sky's sunny, the high in the mid-60s at 65. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 26 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Tuscaloosa Toyota. Go to the great website, TuscaloosaToyota.com. And you're looking for one of those great trucks. So the Toyota Tundra 2026s are in. 2.99% APR for the first 72 months. The Tacoma holiday bonus cashback of $1,000, 1.99% APR for 36 months. Also at the website, you can look at all the new inventory, the pre-owned inventory, schedule service, rent a Toyota, whatever you need. You can do it right there at TuscaloosaToyota.com or swing by 3325 Skyland Boulevard. Find Justin and tell him that Wimp and Barry sent you. All right, to the Tuscaloosa Toyota hotline. Good morning, Tom.
Barry, good morning. Good morning, Coach. How are y'all?
We're good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. You know, one of those kids from Purdue is that shooter that transferred over from South Dakota State. Is that correct?
No, I think that kid went to West Virginia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've got him mixed up then.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if he shoots, if that's who it was I was thinking about, and he shoots for Purdue like he did South Dakota, he's going to be a handle.
Yeah, but they got the kid, I think it's preseason player of the year possibly on their team there. They're very well coached. They're more methodical. They're not going to try to play fast. I think St. John's tried to play too fast with Alabama and ended up biting them, to be quite honest with you.
I saw something different in the St. John's game, and I think this is going to be one of our greatest assets. I never saw anybody get in front of our guard. I saw nobody that could get in front of Filon or Holloway. And well, I think that bodes very well for us.
They have very good spacing with their offense. They get those guys deep in the corners, and it opens up driving lanes for these guys that are so quick. So if you help, they kick to the corner. If you don't, then when Filon's making step-back threes, you're in trouble if he can make that shot, because at that point he's virtually unguardable because he's so fast you can't keep him out of the lane.
I was impressed with him and Filon, and Filon's ability to get to the basket. I thought was outstanding. Of course, Reitzel, a great shooter, as Holloway's a great shooter, like you're pointing out. But I was more than just regular impressed with Alabama. I mean, I never dreamed that was the kind of game that we were going to play. Let me put it this way. I didn't know that we were capable of playing that.
Yeah, that.
Well, I think two things. Purdue won't play the way that St. John's played. They'll play more methodical. That is very absolutely correct. I personally, you know, if I was coaching the game, I'd be worried sick about it. I'm not coaching it. I think Purdue wins big. I mean, Alabama wins big. Not big. I think they win close. I think they win close to double figures, close to 10. If I was coaching, I wouldn't say that. But I think Alabama's very, very good. They're hard to guard. And they're going to go a long way in the games that they play. And I think they're going to be a shot for the SEC championship and have a good chance in the NCAA tournament. Now, that's based on just the St. John's game, and I could be dead wrong, but that's what I think.
Well, you know, Rick Pitino's been there more than a year, and I really didn't expect to go up there and win the game. And but I'm telling you, I was amazed at how we played, how good we played, and the bigs. I mean, I just the kid. Where's the kid from? Is it Cornell or one of those Ivy League schools? But by God, he can pass. He has ability with that ball in his hand.
Yeah, he's a little bit stiff, though. I don't know. I think he may struggle in the SEC, the kid Williamson's who you're talking about.
He did
average about 17. I mean, I think he's better than the fans think he is. He's not a guy that's going to jump over the goal and do all the things. But he may have problems with some of these athletic guys in the SEC. We'll see if his fundamentals can hold up with that.
You know, I want to say this, Coach K. I'm not shocked that the clown show is in full force at LSU. Are you? I've seen this happen so many times down there. It's not funny.
Yeah. Coach Bryant went down there and beat Charlie Mack, who was his friend. And, you know, wasn't he firing Charlie Mack? You know, I know everything has changed. I got all that. World's changed since then. But there wasn't any, you know, let's get rid of Charlie Mack particularly. But when, so they, what happened? Here's what happened. He's 34-14 at LSU. What fired him was his personality. He goes to Clemson in the opening game and beats Clemson at Clemson, and they're going to fire him?
Yeah.
Line up, beat Clemson at Clemson, folks. See how many times you win. And so his personality just didn't fit. And they didn't have the so-called fans who try to influence the AD and all. Some other things happened, I guess, behind the scenes. But it's LSU. LSU's got themselves in a hole right now, Tom, I think.
They sure have.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, Coach. They better have something on that show call. If they put that out there and they don't have something, you know, $54 million is going to look cheap.
Yeah, I think they're trying to scare him a little bit to make him I guess they're trying to save as much money as they can, aren't they, Tom?
Well, I tell you what, it's costing them money in another kind of way, and PR, you know, sometimes it can't be bought, and especially the kind they're getting. If they don't have something, if that's just a willy-nilly accusation, oh, my goodness. If I was his lawyer, I'd be going, thank you, Lord, for sending me a rainmaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to – I don't know what they're trying to do, but it's a bad look.
They don't either.
It's a bad look.
That's my whole point about LSU. They don't either.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a bad look.
I think the one that's excited about his job is the new AD.
I think Burge is a good guy and all that kind of stuff, and he can hobnob with those coon asses down there with the best of them. But I'm going to tell you something. I got my doubts on him as an administrator now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, you're sitting here with LSU. You're sitting here with Arkansas, you know, Auburn. I mean, Arkansas's got all kind of money. If the right personality went in there and ran over to Walmart and the chicken place and got some money, they could pilot in there. That's a great job because of money. If you work the money right, those three jobs. So there's another one, but I can't think of who it is. But
Florida.
Florida's going to be – well, if Florida's open, I'm not going to be. I'm sorry. You're right. Florida.
Yeah.
We've got to bypass
Sam. I tell you what, LSU, you know, when Kelly was let go, oh, that's the best job that's open right now. Well, to me, it wasn't because of all that garbage that was going wrong, all the red tape they wrapped themselves in with the Gov and everybody else. And then it slid down. Now all this comes out, and it's at the bottom. I think y'all were right in the first hour when y'all said, you know, people are going to step back and go, you know, do I want to be involved? And you know, one of the things we was talking about Lane Kiffin was at Oxford, the quality of life. Max says he answers to one guy up there, and that's it. And can you imagine what Lane Kiffin's thinking, looking down there at that conglomerate of bull?
Yeah.
Over in Arkansas with a blonde wife, good looking, and you go to Walmart, you go to chicken places, you can't get to the cop ticket bank.
Well, they're going to buy in. See you, Tom. All right, we'll get to break here. We'll get Senator Tommy Tupperville when we get back from break. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
All right, this is your Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Let's start in Tuscaloosa. Some long-term construction updates. McWright's Ferry Road extension between Rice Mine Road Northeast and New Watermelon Road. A new bridge will be spanning the North River. Estimated time of completion is next fall. And Somerville updates on construction.
We give that to them each and every time they come and visit us.
The sense of pride that we have in the quality, the consistency of our food carries over to everything we do in the stores. That's Taco Casa.
Crimson
Tide Today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by Vector Security Champions Lane, the best pregame fan fest in college football. For more information, visit championslane.com. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. On Tuesday's edition of Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR, we'll be joined by Alabama defensive end Keon Keeley.
Yeah, I mean, the defensive line is, I might be biased, but I think it's one of the most, if not the most, close-knit group on our team. I mean, that might be my biased opinion. I'm the D lineman, but I think it's just a big brotherhood in there, you know, but also a big thing is holding each other accountable. I think the room is extremely, you know, big on accountability. And, you know, if you got this gap, you got to keep that gap. And if you got that gap, you got to keep that gap. You know, you can't have the mindset of, hey, I have the C gap, but I know the running back's going to cut back to the B gap. So I'm just going to say whatever to my job and get the B gap. No, because now you go to the B gap. Now that dude bounces out, he's gone. Or now you go to the B gap, but your teammate's also in the B gap.
I'll have more in a moment.
Tide fans, are you ready for game day in Tuscaloosa? Don't miss the ultimate pregame experience this season at Vector Security Champions Lane. Opening 4 hours before each home game, this fan fest has everything you need to get pumped for kickoff. Located next to the Walk of Champions, you'll enjoy live music, player autographs, the best food trucks from all over Alabama, and ice cold beer in our Legends Lounge beer garden, where there's never a cover charge. Check out championslane.com each week for the latest updates. Roll Tide!
If you missed last night's episode of Crimson Tide Rewind, catch it on demand on the Alabama Insider Podcast, available on all podcast platforms, as well as a video replay on the CTSN YouTube page. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by Vector Security Champions Lane. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
Inside the locker room, I will get right to the Yellowwood hotline. Then I'll let you bring Senator Tuberville into the show.
Well, let me tell our listeners one thing, or a couple of things, really. Tommy Tuberville didn't come in on a Turner truck. Anybody that knows the score about a lot of things, not only football, did well against Alabama. He knows the score about a lot of things. He's a very smart guy, and he knows what to do to handle things, and he also knows what to do to get things done when he wants them done. So I'm telling you the way it is. I've been around him enough to know that. So, Tommy, we appreciate you being on. I know you're running for another public office, and you're going to do great. And we appreciate you being on.
Well, I appreciate it. It is it's a different world out here in politics. And of course, I'm 40 years of coaching, really enjoyed that, but this is different, but there's a lot of similarities too, but I enjoy helping people. And, you know, we voted last night around 9 or 10 o'clock in DC. And finally, from the Senate standpoint, got the continuing resolution and our budget passed for another few months. We'll end up the same situation, but now the House has to pass it. So I got in about midnight and now looking forward to having a day or two off and then going back to the clown show.
Yeah. You know, a lot of talking already, and I'm not interested in trying to get any opinion particularly at Auburn, but the Auburn coaches, you did a great job down there. And of course, came from Ole Miss over there. Any thoughts about, you know, what they need to look at, and not personalities. I'm not trying to get you to talk personalities, but sort of about the Auburn job.
Well, you know, from a coaching standpoint, Wimpy coached for a long time. You know, the thing about Auburn, and I'm just going to compare it a little bit to Auburn and Alabama, watching the teams. Alabama got off to a slow start, but they've gotten better and better. And you can tell they're teaching fundamentals. And the thing about Auburn is they didn't improve much. I don't know. I hadn't been in practice and don't talk to their coaches. But from a coach's standpoint, I look at it going, hey, somebody's got to get better. You know, the quarterbacks never improved. I don't know who was coaching the quarterbacks but at Auburn. But look at the young man from Alabama. I saw him in the first game and it wasn't very good. Man, I tell you what, he was getting talk about Heisman. You know, votes and all that, and improve. So that's what you do is, you know as well as I do, Wimp, you start a season, and if you don't improve, somebody's going to get you, and you're going to get got several times. So that's what happened to Auburn. They didn't improve at quarterback or some other positions, and I don't know what they're going to do. I really don't. There's a lot of people out there, but one thing I would suggest, but they're not going to ask me, is get somebody that can develop a quarterback. They got to have somebody that can – score some points.
Yeah, we got to get a quarterback to start with, Barry.
We're talking with Senator Tubman. How do you see the future of college athletics being affected by federal legislation, Senator Tubman?
The money's out of the bag, which is fine. I was always for players making money. Now, I never dreamed that you'd have kids making $3-4 million, but it's what it is because this is a big money game, big money sport. College football, college basketball, the problem that they have in the end of the day is it has to affect and money has to go to all the athletes. Most universities have around 500 or 600 athletes, men and women, and so everybody has to be compensated. But it's going to be unlevel. It's going to be an unlevel playing field for football and basketball because they're the ones that brings in the money. So, you know, I've talked to President Trump, and matter of fact, I talked to him this weekend. And we visit about once a week about how to make this better. He doesn't want to jump in there and do anything from an executive order standpoint unless he knows it's really going to help and not hinder, you know, the future because he loves sports. And so we're looking at the transfer portal, and I think that's one area that he could affect it.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do? I mean, and we've talked about different things that you could do with the transfer portal. I'm to the point, and I've talked to Ted Cruz, who's in charge of the Commerce Committee, we've got to limit some kind of situation here where or put more requirements in where kids just can't get up every year and transfer. Used to, you had to be so far along in your major before you could transfer, and you've got to have some kind of limitation, whether it's a one-time transfer or you've got to be enhanced in your major to a certain point where you can at least try to get that degree at the end because there's no education at this point. It's just all about money. It's all about transferring and making a little bit more money the next year somewhere else. And these kids are not getting the education that they need.
Yeah, that.
The SEC, 16 teams, is brand new to you and I. You know, we were involved with it. It was 10. And, you can get it too many. I'm not here to criticize it because they're doing great, but it really changes things, doesn't it? To have that, you know, have Oklahoma and Texas join and, I guess for the good, maybe at the end, but, kind of interesting to see the 16 teams.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, and I don't know whether they'll ever do it, but I don't know where they can do it. I know the NCAA never really liked being involved in the football aspect. They liked the basketball because the NCAA makes billions of dollars off the tournament. And yeah, I don't know if one day that they might separate, you know, the top 50, 60 schools and make their own league and have a commissioner where they'll actually do something. NCAA is they're a big part of this problem because they could have compensated these kids years ago with some TV revenue and we wouldn't be in this situation. But they don't like lawsuits. Nobody does, but they just fought lawsuits all the time. But you know, if they could get a separation from the NCAA and get a commissioner, kind of like the NFL, that's the way they're headed, and put their own rules and regulations in and make sure that it's enhanced, not just through the education part, but also if you go back in the 1960s, antitrust was given to the NFL through Congress, where they can negotiate a TV contract as one and not as many. And if they had one TV contract for the top 60 teams, they could double or triple the capacity of the money that they could bring in for universities and players through one TV contract, like they did in the NFL.
Yeah.
So it's the number two watch sport. Yeah, number two watch sport behind NFL is college football. And they make a ton of money off of the TV networks do.
We're talking with Senator Tuberville. What do you see as the biggest challenges facing the state of Alabama right now? And then secondly, would you be for a state lottery and maybe even legalized gambling in state here?
Yeah, I mean, you could be for it or against it, making a difference. Everybody thinks the governor controls this. The governor does not control it. I mean, it had to be voted on by the people. And, of course, if you're in an office like I am right now, the Senate, I mean, you vote how you think your people will want to vote.
Yeah.
And again, the good thing about whether it's a lottery or whether it's gambling in the state of Alabama, the people have to approve it before the governor even gets involved in it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The legislature has to pass it to where it puts it on the referendum. Now, would it help or hurt? I don't know. I haven't looked at all the studies that obviously that they've looked over in the last 10 or 15 years, but it's, we got to really be careful. You can see what's happening right now with sports.
Yeah.
It's wimp. And I went through wasn't a week goes by for 30 years that we didn't say something about gambling. You got to be careful who you hang out with and people trying to get close to you about injuries and things like that. Well, now you have gambling online, and now the NCAA just passed players in college can gamble on NFL sports. Well, I mean, I guess it's a free country, but man, you're walking into a hornet's nest with that. So will there ever be a lottery or gambling in the state legalized from a state standpoint? I don't know. Again, when I get into the governor's office, we'll look at it, but I want to make sure that the people get what they want out of it, and because it's about the people. It's not about politicians.
Well,
we're going to let you go because I know you're busy doing things, but you put your head in the ring for governor, and a lot of people support you, well as myself. And I appreciate you taking time to be on. I know that you have a great feel for the state, and you've been at Auburn for a long time. It doesn't make any difference where you or Auburn, Alabama, doesn't make any difference. It's not school that you worry. It's the state that you're concerned about. And Barry and I appreciate you being on. And if you want to say something about your run for governor, I'd like for you to do so before you close.
Well, I mean, we're a year away from it. We're making plans as we speak. I'm doing the Senate stuff. I mean, that's full time, but I've got a staff that's just working, just looking at the future of what we need to do in the state, working with people in the legislature. Kay Ivey's got another year, and then if we take this thing over, we're going to be ready full speed at the end of the day. We're not going to be kind of tiptoeing into it because there's got to be a lot of changes made in the state for us to improve. A lot of people are going to be moving in. Manufacturing, we got to get workforce development in the state. If we don't get kids to learn how to use their hands and work, we're going to have huge problems of getting manufacturing to come. But no, I'm looking forward to the challenge. Again, President Trump every day tries to talk me out of running. He wants me up in the Senate, but I've pretty much got him convinced now to really support us in Alabama because he's going to send the power and the money back to all the states. So I'm looking forward to that. Well, thank you.
Yeah, Barry, anything else?
No, we appreciate him taking time to be on with us. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tony. All right,
if we get close to executive order.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you. See
you. Thank you.
Okay.
There's Senator Tommy Tuberville. All right, let's talk about Bryant Bank before we get to break.
Well, Bryant Bank, an outstanding bank. You know that the people that you visit with are generally people that you know. They're willing to help you. You can bank online around the clock. You can have a personal or a business account. Your money's going to be safe. They're going to do everything they can to please you if you come in with situations that you want to deal with taking money out, putting money in. So
So go by Bryant Bank and tell him you heard Barry and I on Inside the Locker Room, and you will open the account. I think it'll please him.
All right. Phone lines be open 205-342-9904. We'll take your phone calls. Also, the vinegar tip right around the corner, brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. List of Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama Sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
All right, this is your Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Let's start in Tuscaloosa. Some long-term construction updates. McWright's Ferry Road extension between Rice Mine Road Northeast and New Watermelon Road. A new bridge will be spanning the North River. Estimated time of completion is next fall. And Somerville updates.
November 19th at Bryant Conference Center. Explore local shops, artists, and restaurants all in one place. Free admission presented by Visit Tuscaloosa and Premier Service Company.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
.com, where you pick it out and we'll work it out. Select models with approved credit plus tax registration and fees. $16.67 per thousand. Finance for 60 months. ED for details. Expires month end.
Tide 100.9. Tuscaloosa weather.
A sunny sky today with a nice warm-up after a very cold morning, the high 51. Clear tonight, not as cold as last night, the low 33. And a beautiful day tomorrow, the sky sunny, the high in the mid-60s at 65. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 30 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Alabama fans are all over the world, and we are too. Download the Tide 100.9 app right now in the App Store and Google Play, and take the Crimson Tide everywhere you go.
I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. He brings you this vinegar tip for this Tuesday. Can vinegar help you make free throws? I might need to get some vinegar for our guys to make a few free throws down the stretch. So if that's a tip, let me know. I'll put some in the locker room, Chase. We'll drink it before the game. But
if it'll help me remember to come see the cotton picking game, I'll take some too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful last night, me getting that game. Okay. We're going to talk about a little bit of fruit dressing, adding a few tablespoons of favored vinegar, like strawberry or raspberry. We'd eat a cup of sour cream or vanilla yogurt to your vegetables, to your fruit. And that'll make it really good. You got to have, you know, we talked about meats, we talked about fish, but you got to have a splash of vinegar on your fresh fruits, such as pears and cantaloupes, honeydew or other things like that. And I think it adds, they say it adds a kind of a really zesty taste to it. So you serve it, when you add all that, y'all, you serve it pretty quick after that because the fruit will become a little bit mushy. But this vinegar tip is a great vinegar tip because you're gonna have some fruit or some kind of salad with your meal, and you know, everybody's thinking about their Thanksgiving meal. They're thinking about this, that, and the other. Putting up something different. So think about vinegar and think about this fresh fruit and put this vinegar on there. And I think that you'll find you can get strawberry and raspberry type vinegar. You can get all kinds of vinegar and put that on there. I think you'll be well pleased with your fruit.
All right. So that brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance, 302 Merchants Walk. Suite 200, right across from Indian Hills over there, right next to Talbot's. Go by and see Michael, or just dial him up, 205-752-8500. All right, get to the vinegar hotline. What's up, Cowboy?
Hey, Cowboy.
Doing, Barry, Coach. Hey, Coach, I just had a wonder about Coach Tuberville, Senator Tuberville. I've never heard an answer. I don't know if you know, or we'll throw it out here. Maybe we find out one day. When Jimmy Johnson left Miami and came to the Cowboys, Tommy Tuberville was the only coach that stayed at Miami. All the other ones on the staff came to the Cowboys. And I was just wondering why Tuberville stayed there. Maybe it was because he had just met his wife down there in Miami or something. But I always wondered why he didn't come to the Cowboys with Jimmy Johnson. And
Was that after or before the Ole Miss game, Ole Miss job?
That was before the Ole Miss job. And then Tuberville coached at Miami with Dennis Erickson. And Tuberville and Jimmy Johnson would be better getting along kind of guys than Tuberville and Dennis Erickson, but he stayed.
I never asked you about that. I just got to know him when he was at Ole Miss, and somewhat, and then when he flipped over to Auburn, I was with Jimmy Rain when that occurred, and so that's how I kind of got in with him. But he's done a good job. And he hit Alabama at times when Alabama was kind of down as far as football is concerned. But
yeah,
he's not a dummy. He's a pretty smart guy. He knew how to recruit. He knew how to handle things. He knew how to handle things behind the scenes against Alabama when he was trying to get at Auburn. He likes Alabama now, of course, because he's trying to get their votes. And I think he'll be our governor. I think he'll do a good job.
Cowboy, I think he should be on Dancing with the Stars, the way he danced around my lottery and gambling question.
He kind of said it right. It's up to the voters.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, I was just curious what he thought, but.
But he was good at it. Now, he's good. He's good at that. Because, you know, I always thought I don't want to go there. Some callers would probably say I'm an idiot. But I thought he would have been a good guy to follow Coach Stallings. But, you know, when he was retiring in 96, but, you know, him or Butch Johnson at that time had just got started at Miami. But I thought they would have – they were like my
president. Your president was involved. Yeah, you have to understand that your president was involved with that decision, and Bill Kerr didn't do a bad job. He did those that people want to give credit for breaking it.
Oh no, Coach, I'm talking about after Coach Stallings left. After Coach Stallings left, I thought Tuberville had been a coach 2 years at Ole Miss at that time, and I thought he would have been a good guy to follow Coach Stallings when he retired, or Butch Johnson at that time. That had just started back and got the Miami program.
You know, always look back at things. As to hire, you know, hiring is not hiring people is not an easy job. You gamble. I know they gambled on me. Louisville basketball is not as big as football. They gamble and they don't gamble. But on me, they really gamble because of the system. But there's not many assistant coaches out there right now in football that you can get. That you know about the defensive coordinator. I think Barry knows more about it than I do. The defensive coordinator at Georgia got a lot of looks and that kind of stuff. But most of the time, you don't find an assistant coach.
Yeah, well, Coach, I'm glad they hired you. You brought us a lot of good memories and great times when you were coaching. It was a great era of Alabama basketball and. It was a lot of fun going to games.
You gotta get good players. We were fortunate. Yeah, we were fortunate to get some players.
Well, I was thinking driving this morning. How did Bobby Lee Hurd ever get interested in Hawaii? But boy, that was a booger.
$8 an hour. $8 an hour cutting sugar cane. $8 an hour cutting sugar cane. That's the truth.
And that wasn't, and Gomer Powell was involved in it, and Gomer didn't know we were recruiting.
Jim Neighbors.
I had Bobby Lee Hurt in a CPA's office up in Huntsville with a bucket of chicken, a whole bucket. And I talked to him for 3 hours.
Did he eat the whole bucket?
He ate the whole bucket. We got up, he stood back, he leaned against, I'll never forget it. He leaned against the wall and he said, "Still going to Hawaii."
Unless you get me another bucket.
I called Coach Bryan and I told Coach Bryan, I said, "Coach, Gomer Powell don't know we're recruiting him." I said, "Would you call Gomer Powell for me?" And he said, "Sure." He tries to get a hold of Gomer Powell, and Gomer Powell back then is on a ship in Australia. He can't reach him. And you got to type something like short of something from the shore to the boat or whatever, and we weren't trying to do that, but it was a booger bear job. It was 2 years when I started on him. I was assistant coach. When I got through, I was the head coach. But Bobby Lee Hurt was a wonderful person. He is a played his fanny off to hate himself. Oh, yeah, great, yeah.
Coach, you remember that? Was it the high school all-star game in the summer of 81 there in Tuscaloosa? And there was a dunk contest, and Bobby Lee Hurt kind of warmed up his feet and did some kind of deal and just brought the thunderous dunk down. I'll never forget it. He was standing at midcourt. Started throwing his feet out like he was ribbing up his engine.
He didn't have great hands, but he was the only guy that I think Barry and I was the only guy that would come to you before practice. Like, how long was practice? You know, I just want to know how long practice is today. And I'd tell him, and he would practice his fanny off. He was getting his mind right, Coach. Yeah, he was great. And I had about three guys that traveled with me all the time that sold houses and all area code, a bunch of them. And they would shoot free throws against him. And then they pay him after he beat him. I went down to the other end of the court. I didn't watch it.
I think he got paid regardless, Cowboy. All right. Thank you, Cowboy.
Thanks, Cowboy.
Hey, y'all be good. Good talking to you.
All right, back up to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are y'all?
Good, man. How are you?
Man, I heard an old name, Harry Cole. That's an old name, Coach.
Harry Cole, boy. Is that
Bill's dad or brother?
Dad.
Is that Bill and Harry Cole?
Yeah.
Look, I will be voting. Thank y'all for having Tubbs on. I will be voting for him. But what was better tiptoe? The catch at Indiana versus Penn State or the lottery question? Good Lord. So I just wanted to say this. I'm going to get off. Today is an important day to me and it's an important day to a lot of folks. We get on here, we joke, and we cut up. I want to say, if you're listening to this program and you're a veteran, I want to just say thank you for your service.
Boy, that's the truth.
Because veterans are the backbone.
I should have mentioned that.
No doubt.
Veterans Day. Yeah.
I apologize. Happy Veterans Day to everybody. Yeah. And thank y'all for allowing me to say that. Well, and I love listening.
I'm glad you called. I ought to be kicked for not mentioning it because I had it on my thing. I've got problems. I can't remember things.
So. Yeah, no doubt. All right. We'll take the break here. Open up the phone lines and we'll finish up the show. We'll get out of here. We'll make way for the Gary Harris Show. We're trying to look at a few of these little football games that are coming up this weekend. Some big games, some elimination games, I think, in the SEC for a couple teams. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Sugar and spice. So nice.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
All right, this is your Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Let's start it in Tuscaloosa. Some long-term construction updates. McWright's Ferry Road extension between Rice Mine Road Northeast and New Watermelon Road. A new bridge will be spanning the North River. Estimated time of completion is next fall. And Somerville update.
All of your CPAP needs, including the new Luna Travel CPAP. Call 339-8013 or stop by MedSouth in the Northbrook Plaza on McFarland Boulevard.
Tide 100. 0.9 Tuscaloosa weather.
A sunny sky today with a nice warm up after a very cold morning. The high 51. Clear tonight, not as cold as last night, below 33. And a beautiful day tomorrow. The sky sunny, the high in the mid 60s at 65. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 30 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Inside the locker room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back to Inside Locker. Chase, you weren't here yesterday. I know you had to take care of some families. Matters, but you didn't get to hear the applause for the blue plate special that was finally hit. So that blue plate over the weekend was brought to you by Harden Construction. You need precision, power, and performance. Harden Construction has been delivering top quality steel fabrication, welding, and 24/7 crane rentals for over 30 years. Family owned, woman led, safety driven. Give them a call today, 205-759-1337. We're still keeping the Harden family, obviously, in our thoughts and prayers there.
Called David last night, his brother, and we talked about the service. I wouldn't be here, unfortunately, and what a huge, huge, huge crowd it was there. They started coming in. They were there for coming in for 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours. So a lot of people, and sure sorry for that, just doggone heart, just couldn't save him. So
yeah. Well, you read about all the things that he did. And he was one of these guys that was doing stuff for people and didn't want any credit for it and didn't want anybody knowing. And people sharing stories like that this past week there was, everybody knew how good he was. But you still see, I like a guy that does stuff for people, but it's not trying to get any credit for that. So, anyway, all right, so let's look. The SEC this weekend, South Carolina, Texas A&M, A&M 18.5-point favorite there, probably no problem. Arkansas, LSU, the two teams with no head coach going after it there, so not much there. Tennessee, Texas, at Kentucky. Kentucky is 4-5. They're trying to get to a bowl there, but Oklahoma and Alabama, 6.5-point favorite. If Oklahoma loses, they're out of the playoff. Alabama, I think, can still lose this football game and get into the playoff if it's not like a blowout or something like that. Just your thoughts about Oklahoma and Brent Venables coming in here, Tuscaloosa, 2:30.
Tough game. Head coach doesn't allow anybody else. The coach, he's a defensive guy, just like people, some people offense, some defense. He's a defensive guy that's going to be darn able to do what they need to do, as well as change what their assignments, because he knows what's going, what's not going. So I think it's the mongoose for the offensive line to work really hard to try to keep the ball off of, to keep the players off Ty. Barry is also, talked about the running game, giving you statistics on the running game. It ain't good. So we'll see, but it should be a great game.
The other game, this is a game that Lane Kiffin a lot of times will drop. He'll always drop one here late. He's got Florida coming to town. Nobody thinks Florida would have a chance. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Ole Miss 15.5-point favorite. Is this the game where Lane Kiffin's?
I don't think so. I think Lane Kiffin blows the doors off.
Yeah.
I think he wants to. I want to score big and score big. He likes for people to still look at him whether he takes the job or not. I don't know what he's going to do. I've said all along he's going to stay where he is, but I don't know that. But.
And then probably the biggest game in the league is Texas. Texas travels to Georgia. Texas 7-2. A loss for Texas would pretty much eliminate them. I think Georgia could maybe survive one. Manning going against Stockton. Their arch is improved. They've stuck with him. Your thoughts about Texas at Georgia?
Well, let's go back now. When the Riders picked it, 1-2-3, Texas, Georgia, and Alabama. That was the pick. And now they're playing each other, and as Barry has mentioned, the loser, if it's Texas, makes 88 and out the gate, probably. And Alabama has had a little bit better year than people thought, although they picked them third. I think it's going. Texas has not played for some reason, Barry, since that first game. Ohio State coached awfully well against them. It's never just not been the same. I don't know my feelings on it. I think Georgia probably wins.
I'd be hard to bet against Georgia, but I don't know. It'd be hard to bet against. I was 6:30, but it'd be 7:30. There in Athens, they're pretty tough. The weather's going to be warmer this weekend. They're not going to be playing in the cold, so it should be good. Fun weekend of SEC football. This thing will be over the regular season before you know it. All right, that's it for today's show. We'll slide out of here.
Thank you, veterans.
No doubt, and make way for the Gary Harris Show. Gary will be in ready to roll. Thank you, Chase. Welcome back. You're listening to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTVC. Have a great day, everybody.